Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow. I'll tell you what, you wake up some days and you just take a deep breath and you look in the face of gratitude, and that's the place for today and today's show. But more importantly, all of us get to look at our lives to see what's in front of us. Do we have a dream? Is that a big dream? Is it our biggest dream? Today, I am so thrilled. I'm honored to introduce you to someone that completely understands what it means to have a big dream. Not only is she big dreaming with some of the top big dreamers that I know, but she is helping people across the globe step into epic success. Today, you're going to hear about the five keys to live your biggest dream. Saskia Roel, a new host on Transformation Talk Radio, is joining us to give us those keys. But let me tell you a little bit about her, and then you're going to hear her story. You know, soul is a word that comes up in her vocabulary over and over and over again. Soul guidance, connection to soul, your soul's calling, soul empowerment. Now, she's a best-selling author, soul empowerment coach. She's co-authored books with Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield, and she has taken her message out into the world over radio, speaking, other venues that most of us dream about doing. Her passion and her commitment to helping people is profound. She's joining us here today to share her story, what it means to follow the compass of your soul, and more importantly, in her book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, why faith more than anything can pull you up when everything around you seems to be crumbling down. Saskia, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, Pat, I'm smiling when I listen to you. You described this all so beautifully. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.
It's very, very, very exciting to have you not only part of the Dr. Pat Show Network, but also Transformation Talk Radio. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to start with is a question that I ask just about everyone. And, you know, to describe who you are and what your journey has been like, I'd love for you to share some of the obstacles and challenges you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment.
Pat, absolutely. I mean, as you described, I have always, as I say, followed my soul. And to explain what I mean with that, that's that deep gut feeling, like, you know, you have to go after this and to listen to that. But of course, when we go after our dreams, and if it's our soulmate, or if it's like you want to change your career, or if it's like you want to move to another country, and I've done all those things, you come across obstacles, and I think they're part of your growth. And what I always say, we have this small voice inside of us, and we have that big voice of our soul, and the small self will say, oh, you can't do it, or it's not the right timing, or you're not good enough. And I think those are more the obstacles. They're more inner obstacles than actually outer obstacles. And we come across these inner obstacles. And basically, that's in my work, what I do, and help people, you know, to release those inner obstacles so you can say hello to your soul and let that small self just, you know, stay behind. And in my life, certainly, I'm on that journey, and I meet myself quite a lot of times, you know, where I'm taking another big leap, and that small voice says, well, maybe you shouldn't do it. And I'm sure everybody can relate to that. But, you know, I'm like, go for it. Don't wait. Do it now. Live your biggest life.
One of the things that I love about this is that those of us that have had a few, what do we want to call them? Hiccups, bumps in the road, whatever they are, certainly has a sense of life in a way that's very, very difficult to describe to a lot of people. And, you know, and yet here we are, you know, putting all of our effort on launching some things that are important to us, and we call them launching a dream.
Yeah.
You know, what is it about dreaming that we love to do? And yet here recently, Saskia, you know, folks may be a little bit deflated around their lives.
And yeah, I mean, we might be, but I'm the one to say, you know, at any given moment, you can veer up and just tune in to that excitement that's within you. I mean, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what your past is, that dream we have inside, I call it like, you know, if you can tune into that whisper of your soul, that flame never dies. I mean, that's so alive. And it's just a matter of starting to tune into, you know, what is your soul? What is that inner flame wanting you to do? And certainly the universe, as I call that, you know, the bigger power or the source or, you know, God, everybody has a different word, supports our highest dreams. And I'm the one to say that I 100% to my deepest DNA believe this because I've seen it. I mean, I have multiple times in my life reinvented my life. I've let go of my marriage. I've let go of my country. I've let go of my friends. I've let go of the job, all of which I dearly loved, and found my soulmate, found the land of my dreams, the house of my dreams, the work I'm passionate about to help others do the same. And yes, I mean, when we left Holland and we gave up everything with our family of seven, you probably read that too, in a suitcase full of faith. I mean, I followed that whisper of my soul. One morning I woke up and I heard, Saskia, it's time to leave. And, you know, I was like, I want to live my life with no regrets. And I followed that voice. So we gave up everything in Holland. And we came to America with five kids, basically in one suitcase. We had no jobs. We had no contacts. We had five little kids who didn't speak a word of English. And, we did it anyway. And to talk about an obstacle, losing your faith at some point. Imagine when we left Holland and we said goodbye to everybody. And I never forget, we pull in the airport and, you know, it was just a leap of faith. Like everybody said, you must be out of your mind. And I can wholeheartedly agree with that. You must, if you follow your soul, you're not in your mind, you're in your soul. So I thought, is this the perfect moment to die when you say goodbye to everybody and you're really on top of your wave, halfway in the air in our journey from Holland to America, the plane is on fire. And I smell smoke and I'm like, this is not true. I mean, God, we gave up everything. I mean, we left everything behind. I did it. I really did it. And then the plane's on fire, and our kids were divided all over the plane. I mean, we had our three oldest kids. I mean, oldest kid, the oldest was 10, imagine, sitting in the back of the plane. The the 5-year-old was sitting in front of us, and the 2-year-old was sitting between seat, my husband and I. And we're like, well, you know, we have to orchestrate our survival here. And we said that my husband would, when the plane would make, you know, would dive in the ocean, he would save those three, and I would take care of the baby. And we asked the guy in front of us if he could swim with Sam, our 5-year-old, because the plane's on fire. Nobody knows what to do. I mean, there's smoke in the whole cabin, and they're talking about making an emergency landing. And we're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we're flying. There's only the ocean. And on those moments, you're like, wow. You know, where's my faith? And at first, I couldn't find it. It was like, I can't believe it. And there came a point where, you know, you surrender and you think, well, if I can't control, if this is the moment, then, you know, I can only trust and go in faith that somehow we'll be safe. And I mean, I literally went to that place and it was really, a really amazing place. And you know, I don't know if that was the whole setup of that experience, to experience that you can go there. I mean, we never lose our faith. It's just sometimes hard to find it. And, I mean, we landed safely, but I've never seen so much fire trucks and ambulances and police cars. I mean, the whole runway was, like, lit up completely red with flashing lights. And the kids were super excited because they didn't see any fear. And they were promised they could go from the landing slides. So they were like, yay! But anyway, long story short, we landed. We made it. But it was, you know, one of those moments where you're like having a big dream. And I think we were tested pretty big. Like, you know, you really had
exactly.
so much faith.
Exactly. Well, you know, everyone can visualize what you've just said because, you know, we've all seen movies about planes and plane crashes. And yeah. certainly we are coming up on the experience of 9/11.
Yeah.
And, you know, folks really have that image of, you know, what it's like to have a chilling experience, that
yeah.
kind of brush with the death. Do you think that... And I just want to say that, you know, I mean, this is kind of a strange question, but do you think that that experience, altered your life in a way that is maybe difficult to extract? How did it alter your life? What did you start doing differently?
Well, it altered my life, Pat, in a sense that it was so clear that you can strive and push and try to achieve something. And yet, ultimately, you got to surrender, because that's what I say, surrender activates miracles, truly. It's that place where then miracles happen. I mean, we landed safely, but it altered me definitely in, you know, where I could literally see my body is tensed up and I have clenched fists and I'm like completely, you know, in fear. And then that we are able, not only me, I mean, see the amazing stories of the people, you know, who were in the planes, like they go to a moment of surrender and they connect to their soul self, basically. They get to that strong place like, okay, I'm present. This is where I am at. And now I let it go. And I think that's definitely something that I had to trust in that I'm safe no matter what, Pat. I mean,
absolutely.
It's here or there.
Absolutely. For those of you just tuning into the Dr. Pat Show, wow. Great, great, great conversation with my very special guest today. We're going to talk about the 5 keys to live your biggest dream. We're going to kick it off when we come back. This is my very, very, very favorite topic to talk about. Joining me here today, Saskia Roel. When we come back, we're going to talk about what those keys are, why it's important to look at our biggest dreams now more than ever, and how you get to that place where you feel empowered, where you feel like soul empowerment leads you gently instead of pulling you, kicking and screaming. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite Pure Powder Form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Dr. Cindy Schreiber cares about what you think of yourself. Dr. Cindy has helped thousands safely lose weight and will be leading a weight loss retreat in Costa Rica this July 16th. You will gently detox, eat clean, and finally stop emotional eating, utilizing Ayurvedic products for maximum health. It's possible to relax and release old behaviors and finally get that body you deserve in this five-star paradise setting. Contact yourtransformations.com or call 916-580-8799.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, you can find out about us in a lot of different ways. You can go to my website, thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. For more information about Transformation Talk Radio, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. And for more information about my guests, well, first of all, we've got something super, super, super to tell you about. And Saskia Roel is my guest today. We're going to tell you about how you can get a copy of her book. We're also going to tell you about a very, very special offer she has. Before we jump into these five keys, the five keys to live your biggest dream. Saskia, before we jump ahead, let's give out your website. Now, you have something really special for our listeners today.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
tell them about that.
Yeah, it's something really special, and it's absolutely the heart of what I do. I years ago, I made a training that's called the 21-Day Roadmap to Your Dreams, and it has 21 sections to really get to your dream. It talks about your blocks, the little devil on your shoulder, about your heart song, about your soul path, about your talents, your gifts, your uniqueness, and I've always sold it for $150. It's for free now. I am offering that for free, and that's on my website, www.yoursoulguidance.com. On that website, you can also find about my soul coaching, the soul tribe, but that gift, I mean, I wouldn't wait to get that, you know, go for it, because it's absolutely fabulous. And my website is www.yoursoulguidance.com. It's free.
Oh, my God. And we're going to tell you more about that as we go on in the show. We're just going to make sure we keep mentioning it because it's amazing. Saskia, okay, let's talk about the five keys to live your biggest dream. And, you know, part of this, and I guess the key word is biggest dreams, because I think each of us have had dreams. But having, you know, the five keys to live your biggest dream, you know, that is something that I think most people really want but don't know how to get. So let's start by talking about the first key.
Yeah, I want to first explain something a little bit about it. You know, when I looked at my life and people ask me, they say, you have literally gone after every single dream. And I think since I'm born, I did that. The way I did that, because I wanted to trace it back, why and how did I do it? Because there's a key to that, because why did I do it and did my friend didn't do it? And what I realized is that I have 5 solid beliefs in place. And really, we all know, I mean, in the end, your beliefs create your destiny. What you believe is, you know, your thoughts, your words, your actions come from that. So when you get to see that, you know, you can really incorporate these beliefs, the path opens up and you're like saying yes to your soul. And the first key is that no dream is too big. It's absolutely, dream as big as you can and let your soul lead you. Don't ever think, you know, this is too big or too small. Go for it. No dream is too big. And the reason why is that, number two, the universe supports your biggest dream. The universe supports your biggest dream. That's the second key. And you are safe, really. It's like, reach as far as you possibly can. And in many times, you know, in many situations, even if it's dangerous, there is always a solution and the universe is there. And I have seen, and in my book, you can read it over and over and over. I have been held gunpoint in Africa. I have lived with a Bedouin tribe. I mean, I swam with sharks. I cleaned temples. I've worked in a leper village.
Wow.
I've brought my kids to the Dalai Lama. I mean, and I bet you, I mean, I've been in situations where you would question, like, really, you're going after this dream? And time after time after time, I have seen the universe supports it. Absolutely. So that's the second. The third
well, let
one,
me ask you, let me yeah. ask you a question before we jump to the third one. You know, you're a soul empowerment coach. I want to stop here for a minute and talk about this second one and the first one. You know, you're a best-selling author. You're an expert in helping people break through what's called a comfort zone so they can make their, dreams come true. Okay. I want to ask you, why this is important to break through these, because we get so comfortable in our comfort zone. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, so I think the question I'm asking you is, you know, these first two keys are super important. How do you know, or what are some of the signs that would indicate that, wow, you're way sitting in this comfort zone, you need to get out of it? And then how do you, Saskia, help people break through?
You know, what's interesting is that the comfort zone is where we feel safe. You know, finally you're there, you're like, you know, I'm really comfy. But the thing is, the soul is always one step ahead of you. And if you want to follow your soul's calling, you will always be kind of tickled and, you know, pushed to take that next step. And to do that, you have to move out of your comfort zone. I mean, if people who are in their comfort zone and want to stay there, I don't work with these people because they have no need to seek me out, because I'm not the person to talk to. If you want to, you know, move to Africa, or you want to start write that book, or you want to lose 50 pounds, not two, but 50, or you want to do something bigger, that's a sign, Pat, that your soul's calling you. And you hear kind of that knocking, or you feel that tickling on your shoulder. And the thing is, you have to be uncomfortable because there's no growth. And where I help is to basically go with people in like the maze of their minds. Like, where are you stuck? What is coming up here? For example, I worked with this woman, and usually it's fears that are absolutely not logical, but we come across it. She went to start a big studio, a fitness studio. But there was a fear in her that if she would start her own career, she would get breast cancer. Well, how illogical is that? But for her, her mom, when she started her own business, her mom got breast cancer. And somehow there was this belief ingrained in her that she would get breast cancer if she would start her own business.
Wow.
Well, that's where I come in. I mean, I see people's soul path, and I can see people's fear, and I know how to release it by, you know, either soul-guided sessions or past life regression or regression or matrix healing. There are different ways, but the key is it's always rooted down to some sort of belief. And when you go after your dreams, and that's why I love for everybody to go after their dreams. It is really the way to enlightenment because you lighten up your load because you come across any not serving belief. You will. And, you know, I'm thrilled on my own soul path, and sometimes I'm stamping the ground because I don't want to, you know, do it. And I'm like, and then I'm like, what belief am I holding? Am I not good enough or too small? And I have to work, and, you know, it intrigues me and a passionate me for others because I've seen amazing transformations. And sometimes after one session, usually, you know, it takes 3 or 5 to 5 sessions, but you got to get down to basically the roots, and that stems from beliefs.
So, you know, as we're looking at our biggest dreams, and we've talked about faith, you know, it leads us to this place, I think, where we start to question ourselves, we start to doubt ourselves, but yet we're on the precipice. We're really on the edge of something so amazing in our lives. And, you know, perhaps we need a little nudge, or perhaps we need a little sign. You know, for me, one of the things that I don't want to happen anymore, Saskia, is I do not want to be hit by another 2x4. And, you know, I've always been called thick-headed in my life.
Yeah.
By my folks. And, you know, I'm thin-headed right now because, you know, for me, I don't want to be sick, you know, with a life-threatening illness again. I don't want that to happen. And I know the people listening to this show, you know, that are sitting at the same place I was, really, really stuck, really floundering, don't want that either.
No.
And so that leads us to talk about, you know, the third key and how we now can live and look at our biggest dreams. But before we get into that third key, we're going to take a short break. Tell us one more time, if you don't mind, before the break, what this amazing free gift is you're giving people.
Yes, the amazing free gift is the 21-day roadmap to your dream. It's a free training. It was $150 before. It's free now because I just want everybody to get on that road. And I get emails daily from people who write me and say, yes, Saskia, I put on my hiking boots and I'm starting to walk. I mean, that's basically the first class of that roadmap. Like, okay, put on your hiking boots and go. And it's on yoursoulguidance.com, www.yoursoulguidance.com. You can find it. It's absolutely free. You know, it's just enormous fun training.
Well, this is part of a bigger conversation. We're going to come back from break. We're going to talk about these next keys. I hope you have a pen. I hope you're writing this down. And if not, you're going to want to listen to this interview again. Best-selling author of Soul, amazing empowerment soul coach joining me here today, soul empowerment coach. Either way it works. When we come back, we'll be sharing some of the things that you might want to know about the compass of your soul. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast-forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Wow. I am so thrilled to have Saskia Roel joining us here today. We're talking about your biggest dream. We're talking about your soul, and we're talking about you living life full out. Saskia, thank you again for joining us here today.
Oh, I'm thrilled. This is so fun to talk with you, Pat. I feel like I'm sitting with you in my living room having a tea.
Well, that is it. Part of this is being able to reach out to people with this kind of conversation. So I wanted to ask you, again, you know, let's talk about the soul's compass, but in the context of that third key. You know, this is a conversation about the biggest dream. This is not just about any dream. Why is it so important for us to shoot for our biggest dream? And what is that third key?
Well, it's so important for us to shoot for that big dream, because basically what you do is you say hello to your soul. You start living from a place of your soul. And why would that be important? Well, it is, the importance of that is because then you live your biggest life and it leads you to the deepest fulfillment. Imagine if you've always had that dream and you wanted to do that one thing and you do it. I mean, it's the greatest thing, and I see it in my coaching with people when they get to that. I mean, their whole face, their whole being, I mean, they're like completely different. And that third key is let your soul guide you. Let the voice of your soul guide you, and don't let logic take the lead, because then fear will block you. It's really a choice. And that's the key, you know, that's another key, but we have a choice. Often we feel we don't have a choice. And when you make the choice to live the extraordinary life, and not everybody wants that, but certainly you will get the extraordinary result. You do also get extraordinary challenges. That's basically the fourth key. Roadblocks and detours are opportunities for growth. But you just meet your biggest self, and that will bring you ultimately deep, fulfilled happiness. And that's, I think, at the root of everybody's desire, right?
Absolutely it is. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I alluded to this before, that it can be very, very, very painful if the soul is trying to get us to move forward, to give us exactly what we want, Saskia.
Yeah.
And we just don't go after it.
Because fear stops you. I mean, if I had, it was not logic to move from Holland to America without jobs, without money, without contacts, and we didn't even have a visa when we bought our plane tickets and organized a farewell party. I mean, but we were going, and I trusted my soul, and my husband, good him, he trusted my soul too. We went, and I was like, there, at some point, faith, it's not even faith, there is been so much evidence that I've seen that it's like a knowing. It's a knowing that you know you got to take that step. And then I've described, like, no dream is too big. The universe supports your biggest dream. And the third one, let the voice of your soul take the lead. That all falls in place. And then, yes, you got roadblocks. But you don't want to detour your destiny. I mean, don't take that U-turn because fear gets in the way. Because when your mind starts to rattle, I mean, when we left Holland, everybody said, you're so out of your mind. You're so crazy. What are you doing? You have a fantastic life. You leave it all behind, you know, and I was just going for the bigger life. Like, you know, let's
I know.
Let's see what happens. And I have in one of my coaching questions program, in my programs, a question where it says, what is the most courageous thing you've ever done? And people always think, in my case, it's moving to America with nothing, with just five kids in a suitcase. And I always say, no, you know, the weird thing was I had zero faith, zero fear, because I just knew that was the plan, and I knew the universe would support that. The most courage I needed to write my book, a suitcase full of faith, to bare my soul and show everybody where that small self, because I engage people in that small self talk where I'm like, why would I do this? And it's really like the journey you make with me. Like, you know, that's when you follow your soul, and that's when your small self is talking. So you completely get that picture. I mean, I met my husband when I was happily married, and I shook hands with him, and I hear this voice, that's him. That's the man of your life. And of course, my head says, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? I mean, and everybody who listens recognize that. I mean, your other voice will talk. And basically, again, then I left everything behind, and I had an expatriate life, and I had a MG car and a fantastic job. I left everything behind. I became homeless because I wanted to follow my soul, and I ended up with my soulmate, who's I'm married to, and I have five kids with him.
Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful story? And this is why you're now committed to helping so many other people do the same thing. You know, what? Give us an example before we jump to the next key of folks that you have worked with to help them live their biggest dreams.
Well, I just have a very recent example is that I work with this woman, and she's an artist, and she came to me, and she said she was stuck. I mean, that's a mantra she had, like, I'm so stuck, and she's divorced. She has two kids, and she said she has no space to create her art. She couldn't do it. She felt completely dried up, but I could see deep down there was still that knocking on that door, like she wanted to express it, but she couldn't, and she came to me. And I asked her to take that baby step, and I said, you know, you could even create your art in the sand if you want to, or find a place, take that first step, create wherever that is, but don't let, you know, don't let the logic stop you that you can't do it. And she came to me a week later, and she emptied out her basement, and she said, you know what? I started, and you could see she was absolutely glowing. And now, I mean, 3 weeks later, she has submitted this piece of glass art to an exhibition in New York. I mean, it's just fabulous. I mean, but it's really like you can either choose the road. It's a choice. You choose to stay stuck in your story where you say I'm stuck, or I can't do it, or life is too hard for me, or you can start moving, make the choice. And that's
I know.
Where we are. Make the choice.
I know. It's amazing. You know, let's talk for a minute about the next key. Let's just give folks an idea of the next key. And then when we come back, we'll talk about it in more detail.
Yeah. Well, the fourth key is that on this road, as you start pursuing your dream, there are roadblocks and detours. but they are actually opportunities for growth. And, I mean, there will always be times that your life goes off course. But, you know, pay attention because there is something big to learn.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about that. Let's take a short break when we come back. How about those lessons? What are these things that our soul wants us to learn? Why do they seem so painful sometimes? And what can you do to move right through it? Saskia Roel joining us here today. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Are you having problems with raising your vitamin D levels? Well, you're not alone. Here are the top three reasons why it's difficult to raise them. Number one, you may not be taking enough for your weight. Most people require 1,000 units per 25 pounds of body weight. Number two, you may not be taking it with the proper kind of food. And number three, you may be experiencing what they call vitamin D resistance. To learn more about this, visit my website, PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. What a great, great conversation. We actually have an instant message question coming in here from my very special guest, Saskia Roel. But before we do, I just want to make sure, again, Saskia, before we get into the last key and the question, I want to make sure that people know how to get this free training and your website again and how to schedule a session with you.
Yeah. Well, to get the free training, to start with that, it's you go to my website. That's www.yoursoulguidance.com, and it's 21-day roadmap to your dream. And as I said, that's really the heart of what I do. It's what I do in my coaching sessions, but there you get it, you know, you get it free and you can do it in your own time whenever you want. And check that out. I absolutely love it, even myself. And as I said, daily I get feedback from people who are on the road and doing it. If you want to check into Soul Guidance Sessions, Soul Coaching, the Soul Tribe, it's on www.yoursoulguidance.com. And I'd be happy to answer any question. If you're listening to the show, email me. You can all find that on yoursoulguidance.com.
Excellent. All right. Let's get to that. Let's get to that last one. The question that came in from one of our fabulous listening, folks, and came in from Connecticut, asking the question about, the soul, the voice of the soul. And, you know, how do we know that the voice, it's the voice of the soul that's talking with us, or, if it's the soul's voice that's talking with us, what do we do with all these other voices in my head, so to speak?
That's, you know, that's our whole life journey, what's about. So I love that question, you know, absolutely. The voice of the soul, that's how I describe it. It's the voice of the soul has no fear. The voice of your soul will challenge you. You know, the voice of your soul will always take you a bit further than you think you can go. And the beauty is that when you start, you know, playing with that and saying, okay, you know, I follow you. What I have discovered is that then all these keys I'm giving, no dream is too big. The universe supports your dream. Let that voice take the lead. Well, you will meet the roadblocks and detours, but here is the fifth key. Surrender activates miracles. Really, you know, letting go, trusting that the universe will take care of you, that brings miracles and peace of mind. But that will bring that tickly feeling in your belly, that soulful feeling. You know, the soul will always, you cannot go wrong if you follow your soul. You will always be led to your highest destiny. But to distinguish that voice is starting to tune in. And that's what I learned, people. And I have a phenomenal soul tribe where 4 times a month we meet with a group. You can join and come in anytime. And that's where I teach people to start listening to the guidance of their soul, because that's what you want. you would want to live that happiest life, and your soul
will lead you
there. That's the happy feeling. It's usually you have to start learning to befriend the unknown, certainly, because the voice of your soul takes you further. Absolutely. And, you know, my book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, has 47 stories where basically you learn how to see what's the voice of my soul and what is my small self. The voice of my soul is saying, when I shake hands with this complete stranger in Indonesia, says it's him. Voice of your soul is really short. And I say that other voice is saying, yes, but I'm married and I'm living in Singapore and I can't do it. Voice of your soul says, it's him. When you want to move to America, my voice of my soul says, go. It's very simple. It says, go to America. And the voice of my logic says, yeah, but I have 5 kids and we have great work here and I live here and I have no house and I have no money. Voice of your soul says, go. Trust. And it's as simple as that, but it's quite a journey, of course, to learn that. But that's what I'm here for. That's what I've mastered a bit in all my adventures.
Wow, this is amazing for folks here. You know, let's kind of bring us full circle about biggest dreams and, you know, what is so important for folks to know right now about their personal journey, their soul's journey, and what's going to catapult them to the place that you got to.
You know, I just feel so inspired to do this. I did this in my soul tribe coaching, which is, it turned around the life of the woman who joined just one time. And just by knowing that, we all have, and that's why all the keys are basically 5 beliefs. But if you're listening and if you're for a moment tune in, and this is what I do in my private coaching as well, like we're doing it now, tune in and look at what is your biggest excuse. What are you always saying to yourself? Like, oh, I can't do it, or life is hard, or I can't have it all. What is that one thing when you want to move a step further? What is that one sentence that always comes up? And you write that on a flashcard. That's your subconscious commitment. We all have a subconscious commitment of the small self that keeps us locked into that stuck place. But when you start getting aware of that, this can really catapult, only this exercise can catapult your life into your big dream. What is that one excuse, that big excuse that you have. And to give you an example, I had this woman who came to me and she said she wanted to do whatever this dream was. And she said, yeah, but life is hard. And whatever she tried to do, everything was hard. Everything was hard. So whenever she made a step forward, she got into this is hard. So on one side of the flashcard, we wrote, life is hard. It's also hard. The other side, we wrote, it's easy. Life is soft. It's easy. And the moment she would do, take the next step or that excuse would come up, we said, okay, flip that card. That's even an energetic movement. Flip that card. Another person I worked with said, you know, I have all these great, great things, but somehow my weight, that's a big problem. I can't seem to lose it. And I said, what are you saying? She said, I had a great husband, a great job, great kids. And she said, yeah, but I can't have it all. So we wrote on one side, I can't have it all. On the flip side, we wrote the opposite, I can have it all. And another example is somebody said, I can never change. I mean, every time she would come up with something new, she would kind of feel like, well, if I take that new step, it gets worse. And that came because her mom brought her up that way. Not to blame her mom, but she took that over. So we wrote on that card, on one part, whenever I want to change, it doesn't turn out well. And we turned it around and said in that statement, new beginnings are working out wonderfully.
Wow.
So she wrote me, and that's another woman who did it. She wrote me, and she said, this transformed my life. In the last Soul Tribe we did, those are one-hour coaching calls in a group four times a month, and she said that she felt so guilty to work on herself if there were so many animals suffering. And she wrote a statement on our car, I'm guilty, I can't work on myself. And then we flipped it around like, I'm free. I can't remember exactly what we wrote, but you write the opposite. And it's like, I can have it all. Or, yes, I can change. Or new beginnings are great. Or, yes, I am connected. You know, my subconscious commitment, I've clearly figured that out. On one side of the card is I am disconnected. On the other side, it's I'm connected. Because when I'm disconnected from my soul, I'm so out of whack. I'm so out of balance. You know, I wouldn't be able to do a radio interview. I wouldn't be able to do a clairvoyant healing session. I wouldn't be able to write my book. And I get to those places when I'm like in that small self subconscious commitment, like I'm disconnected. I take my card, I flip it around, and I say, I am connected at all times.
I think this is amazing.
It is huge. I mean,
it is. It is huge.
From anyone who plays with this to hear, but I can tell you, if I can say one thing to you and you got this down, it's really cool. So connect with me. Let me know if you do it on yoursoulguidance.com. You go to contact, you'll figure out, you see my email address. I love for anyone to get on the road and get your free training, the 21-day roadmap to your dreams. That's www.yoursoulguidance.com. Get started and get on the road.
I love it. Thank you so much, Saskia, for joining us here today. It is so great to have you here. What a great, great show. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning us in and turning us on. And wow. You know, if you want to find out more about this upcoming event over the weekend, you can watch it live, webcast live, right on the drpatshow.com. OneTheEvent.org is the website. Check it out. And here's what we want to say. This is a time to make the shift. Are you ready to say yes to love? We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.